Our guest today is Mark Trueblood.
Good morning, Jim.
Good to have you here, and nice thanks for here. Taking the time to come by, pick up your prize. And
that's right. Double duty.
Get the whole works in here. Ogden City Council did meet this week, and that's what we wanted to visit a little bit about. Got to go, first of all, to the street projects. Yeah. Again, I kind of explained it for listeners that from following the meeting. Basically, Dan had put together a list, Dan Bazell, he put together a list of streets where he wanted to really target work, and then started to wonder, well, is this going to be too much? Is it going to push the bid over what we budgeted $200,000 for it?
And yep, we tried to stay that, and then he found a couple roads that we were able to back off just in case the bids came in higher.
Mm-hmm.
So we did, the bids came in lower, so we should be able to add those roads back in.
They got Grimes Asphalt, just under 175.
Yes, just under 175, and there were three bidders on the project, and they were the low bidder, and they're a good company. I've worked with them in the past, and they're very reliable.
So one of the things you do is you check with them and say, will these, if we add a couple of streets in here, you know, we do the same prices?
Yes, we checked on the bid prices for both the milling and the asphalt, and they will honor the same price if we add some back in.
So we're
going to add a couple in.
Yeah. Okay. What streets are we looking at this summer?
Well, I actually wrote them down for you.
Okay.
So, the ones we're looking at are West Locust from Northwest 6th to Northwest 7th. Let's see, Northwest 8th Street from West Locust to West Elm. West Cherry between Northwest 8th and Northwest 6th. Northwest 2nd Street between Sycamore and Elm and West Elm. Southwest 3rd by the new fairway and includes all the parking on both sides and everything. And then also Southwest 2nd. It's kind of by the bank, and then goes up, and we're going to do one block in front of the Lucky Pig that we overlaid several years ago that needs repaired. So
a lot of traffic in those areas.
Yes, and we'll try to have it marked as good as we can, but some of the streets involve milling and then asphalting, and the other ones were just overlays kind of. Okay. But we're kind of concentrating on the northwest kind of side of town this year.
Okay. Obviously, one of the issues that came up after a recent project is traffic control and signage and stuff like that. And this was one thing you had checked on, that they do have an outside company that comes in.
Yes, they hire an outside, actually a traffic control company instead of doing their own signing, and they do a very good job at that. So we're trying to have it north. We had a sewer project up on First Street, and we had little complaints about some traffic control. We've learned by it, and we're going to try to do better.
Okay. Well, and we'll touch on that one in a minute.
Yes.
But for these, we've talked about it. Like even last year, we talked about the work that was being done for sir. It's a little inconvenient for a day or two.
Yes.
That's about it.
And the good thing about asphalt, when you're doing new concrete, yes, it's going to last a lot longer. But the good thing about asphalt is if they finish it, say, 5 o'clock in the afternoon, it sits all night. After it's been compacted, we open it up to traffic the next morning. So it really works out pretty good. Instead of being several days, you're maybe one day, and you can get back on it.
Well, let's go to the other one. Iowa Pipe was in, because this was the one that Chad Thede really wanted to get done. This was an area that where digging needed to be done.
Yes.
We
had some water backups in there in the storm sewer, and then we had standing water on North First Street going out towards Don Williams. So this really helped take care of the problems with new intakes, new pipe, and different things.
So, and he's pretty pleased. I mean, the actual work that was done, he said it really looks like it's taking the water that it's supposed to and moving it away.
Yes, and with the new intakes in there, and the good thing about that, Chad was on it right away, and he watched it quite a bit. And he did a nice job of making sure, and we actually stayed under budget for the project. So with the new intakes and the new pipe and everything, it should help with the water flow up in there.
That's one of those where, as long as it's underground, you don't worry about it. But it's when it doesn't go underground, then we've got some problems.
Well, like Chad said the other day after that big rain, he went up and checked, and one of the intakes was a block, but it was from dirt.
Yeah.
You know, when you're doing the seeding and everything like that, you get that in there. He cleaned it away, and the water went right down.
So one of the things, though, that they would have done, and he decided to propose the change order, the council did approve it, was to do the seating and stuff like that, just to go with the company that was coming in to do the work.
Yeah. Part of the seating was done by the municipal utilities, and the other part that was on ours was the city's. Well, one of the change orders we did was to have the other company that did the seeding like that do the seeding instead of having our guys out there tilling it up and doing the seeding. So that was one of the change orders we approved. Yeah. And it's going to come in a lot better.
As long as it stayed under budget. About $20,000.
Yeah, about $20,000 under budget.
Well, we did have the budget amendment. Speaking of budgets, budget amendment, and went through that fairly quickly, but you had a lot of things. You had a lot of things in there.
Yeah, well.
And
yeah.
And again, doesn't really, I mean, these are projects that needed to be done. And it's for mostly budget amendments just show where the expenditures went. And dollars were there.
But. Yeah, and the money was there. It's just you switch it from one to another from the year and everything. Like, for instance, like the new hoop building.
Mm-hmm.
That was budgeted to be done. And last one, well, it got delayed a little bit, so we just had to switch some money around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And a biggest chunk of that covered by a grant.
Right.
The city pursued a grant and got
almost all of it was.
All the roofing from hail damage.
Yeah, a lot of
that. I mean, there was obviously insurance covered most of it, but you had deductible.
Yes, you had the deductible. So that when the roofing got delayed a little bit, you had to slide the money away for the deductible payment. So.
And Rural Fire Association, they said, we've got a good balance. Let's make an extra payment on the fire truck.
We made a double payment on the fire truck. So that's going to take a lot of stuff out. And the other one of the other big things was the alley and the sidewalk behind the new Fairway store. Yeah. We got that in and got it done, and it looks wonderful.
Try to get those all taken care of within this budget year.
Yes, so, exactly right.
So you don't have to carry them over at all.
We also purchased a new warning siren. That, so that was another part of it that we put in there in the amendment.
Okay. Again, those are no change in the tax asking or anything, nothing like that. Dollars had already been saved and or secured in other by other means. So let's talk a little bit about what the legislature did, because I know you guys are waiting like everybody else. The property tax adjustments that they did, we'll see what kind of impact it has. I like everybody else, I'm guessing you're waiting to see.
Well, yeah, there's, you know, when the assessments came out, I know I had a couple people stop and ask me about the assessments, and I explained to them that the assessments are done by the county at that range, and we're waiting now to see on the rollbacks and see what kind of does to the property taxes for next year.
So we'll see. That's a big thing, too, because the assessments on the market, value. And then, yes, you mentioned rollback, and we know that's a big factor that the state is involved with. And now they've got the new legislation that they...
Yes. So. We're just sitting there waiting. Like you said, the ladies uptown do a fantastic job, but you're just sitting waiting now for the state to see what they come back with.
And we'll learn. Everybody will be learning. So we go. Some of the other things that came up... you did make some adjustments employee-wise in your handbook. And again, these are just a lot of clarification.
And they were just minor changes, dealing with overtime and maternity leave, sick leave, some of those things like that. Nothing really any major changes. Just some of them need to be clarified in how they were worded in the prior one. And they're... The employees have all looked at it now, and I think they're all satisfied with the changes.
So everybody goes through the review of it?
Yes.
See what it does. Okay, I did want to ask a little bit, because I know you do have a lot of construction going on. This is one of the discussion topics that came up, again, from the council members. But we do have a lot of construction going on. What kind of parameters, what kind of code do we have that's available? And I think they've... probably talk to Iowa Codification about what's in your code. And as far as people that are contractors doing work, plumbing comes to mind, electrical comes to mind, you know, when they're building all the houses and things like that. And do we have our building codes? What are our codes?
Well, you know, one of the things that we have a commitment with the new Fairway store in the next 12 years, I think it is, I forget exactly, in the Ogden Community School District in the city of Ogden, a commitment to try to build 150 new homes. Well, one of the reasons that one of the council members brought up was, are we having proper inspection on some of the work that's being done on the new homes?
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things we're going to look at is actually maybe finding somebody to actually come in and look at the plumbing when it's done, to make sure it's done right, make sure the electrical's done right at first and everything. So it's just something, the discussion was just brought up the other night, and I think that's something we'll be discussing in the near future in the council meetings.
Yeah, because one of the things you did do was get a housing study done.
Yes.
And that did basically show that here's the kinds of housing that will probably be needed. And yeah, there's a lot there. And, I mean, it's not instant. It's over the next several years.
Well, we're going through, and right now there was just in the last 2-3 weeks, there were two houses that were torn down that were dilapidated, in bad shape.
Mm-hmm.
They'll probably be infilled eventually with homes. And if we can ever identify an area to build some new homes, you just want them done right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the main thing. You don't want to have a new home that's going to be a problem for the new homeowner if they're moving into Ogden, or if their current Ogden homeowners want to move into a different place. And whether we have townhomes or whatever someday, be nice that they're all done correctly.
So at least discussion at this point in
yes.
time.
Yes. It was brought up the other night. It's something we'll probably be looking at in the future meetings.
Yeah, this is one of those things I've seen in other communities where smaller communities in a county band together. Or,
yes.
you know, they get together and get somebody to handle
yep.
it.
And it's not, you don't have to hire a full-time person mm-hmm. because you're not like you're in a Grimes, or you're not in a Waukee, or you're in Ankeny. You're not going to be building thousands of homes. It's maybe a few a year at the most. So,
which you like to keep moving forward.
Oh, yeah,
that
it's
way.
Nice. It's nice to see the new building going up.
Well, we did have a couple other things that came up I was looking at here. What do we all got? I did all the money from recovery money.
Oh, yes.
Recovery money. You give some to OMU.
Yes. The Ogden Municipal Utilities, it was not eligible for the rescue funds.
Yeah.
And they had some projects, and it's dealing with water. And everybody in town, you have to have water. If you have water lines that break and everything. So we did, out of our rescue funds that we got, gave them $50,000 for some of their projects.
You got that done?
Yes. That was all approved and everything. So, you know, like I said, everybody said, well, why do you give it to them? Well,
it's water.
It's exactly. And you always need it. So.
So we got the sewer side, but
yes.
We need the water side of it, too. I'm going to ask a couple other things, because I know mm-hmm. We had a little bit of a presentation during the department. I think Lori Ryder was there from the library. But working with Chief Bailey, trying to put together a public program or presentation to talk a little bit about scams and things, because he's had a few cases that have come
yes.
up where people have fallen victim.
Yeah, and Ethan has brought some fresh new ideas to it, you know. Nothing against his dad, Mick, but I mean, the younger you are, the more ideas you have on that. And I think Ethan has done a fantastic job and putting some of these programs together. And the scams are never going to stop. They're never going to stop. The more you can educate people on how to recognize it's a scam or whatever, it's going to be a benefit to them. And Ethan is very, very active in doing things like that and being in the schools and everything. So it's great.
So that's something. They will have announcements for residents over there.
Exactly.
Be on the lookout for that, because they'll set it up maybe through the library.
Oh, yeah.
Or McGraw Center. We don't know.
You're
could
never going to get any less of them, put it that way.
Well, that's true. They come up with great new ideas all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Isn't it amazing? You find them. I'm still getting emails from a Nigerian prince somewhere.
I got one just the other day from Abdullah,
yeah.
I forget who it was, you know, that I yeah. was going to receive $1 million. So
they're there.
Oh,
they're
yeah.
still out there. All right. One of the other issues that you've kind of been working on, well, not you kind of, Emily, they've been really trying to see, what are we going to do? Jess is stepping down.
Yes.
Yeah, activities, I guess.
We're looking right now, and hopefully we've got a situation in place, but we'll just have to see. You know, we tried with Iowa State and DMAC to see if we could find somebody, and that didn't work out. So,
but those are, again, trying to find somebody to do the recreational
right.
things. And that's been one of the things over the years, the council, even before you were back in as mayor,
mm-hmm.
We had had some pretty good a pretty good process going on for support
right.
in the community. So.
Right. We're working on it. Hopefully we got a situation now that it's going to work out for us.
All right. Let's talk a little bit about your strategic plan.
Okay.
Because that was one of those, I don't know if I talked with you very much about it after you got it, because I think it came
yeah.
out and we highlighted a few things
yep.
out of it. That was about it. One of the things is updating the website. You've got a group that's looking at it, more legacy,
right,
that's been looking to update because they'd like to get things taken care of. But the city's at point is we also have to have our city side, which needs,
right, it needs to be separated a little more
yep, security. You got your permitting and everything there too.
Exactly.
So being able to work this out again, just really in the starting stages, I guess.
Yeah, it was brought up the other night, and that's something I think it's going to be discussed a little bit more. And for God's sake, they don't want me developing a website on it. So
me either.
No,
so
it's one of those
things. It's always under construction.
I think if we work together between the legacy and the city, we can get something worked out.
All right. And your community garden's coming along.
Yes, yes. The ladies have done a nice job, and gentlemen.
Yeah.
And it's very nice that they got the property there, but it was very well used last year, so keep your fingers crossed and getting nice rains and everything. It should work out well again.
I was going to say, my biggest share of the Margaret Liston and Lori Anderson, they've really been, they spend a lot of time at it.
Yeah, that's good because, like I said, alongside with the websites, I'm not a gardener. And I don't claim to be, but thank goodness we have people that are willing to do that because it was well used.
Okay. Looking June, well, you get to June, you're right at the end of the fiscal year.
I know. It's just amazing. You look at it and you think, gee, man, it's going to be June at our next meeting. And, you know,
Fun Days is not far away.
I know. It's just one of those things that it just comes quickly.
Well, we'll have a busy time.
Oh, yeah.
People come on over for Fun Days, too. Come on over anytime.
Absolutely. It's a good celebration, and having the length of it is now works out well.
All right. Mark Trueblood's been joining us today. Again, Ogden Mayor, talking about what's been going on in the Ogden community. And yep, more work going on. So right now, I know Habitat, as we mentioned, well, even before we started, they're starting to look for a partner family they'd like to build next year. So anybody from the Ogden area that might know somebody or might be eligible,
relay it.
Make contact.
Exactly right, because we welcome them.
All righty. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.